just yesterday morning.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the soft infrastructure bill, the so-called Build Back Better bill, passed 220 to 214. One Democrat, all the Republicans voted against it, but every Democrat but one voted for it. So let's get into the weeds of it. Why I think it's going to pass the Senate and what kind of haircut it's going to take. The first thing that this bill does, and it's been variously described as $1.75 trillion and 2.2. New York Times used the phrase 2.2, and they may be adding some things in that are somewhat separate. But in any event, it's the soft infrastructure bill. First of all, it'll reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Not all of them. The deal they worked out with Sinema to get her vote in the Senate, and some of the blue dog Democratic congressmen, was that some of the priciest ones would be reduced, and they'd negotiate, like especially insulin for diabetics. Not every drug, and that's because Sinema gets a lot of money from the pharmaceutical industry. Maybe some of the blue dogs in the House do too. But in any event, it's a start, and it ain't going to go back. So that is a start, and you'll see in future Congresses they'll be adding more drugs. Secondly, it extends the child tax credit. Doesn't do it permanently, but it does it for a period of time, and that's a very big deal. And a tax credit is different from a deduction. In other words, this credit is just applied against your taxes, period, your federal taxes, and you pay less taxes. It's a subsidy. It has universal pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds. That's wonderful. Wonderful. You know, Germany invented kindergarten. That's why the name kindergarten, garden for children, in the 19th century. They realized that education starts early and that education is the priceless capital asset of society. And so universal pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds is going to socialize them and get them more up to speed and learning at even at that young age is a terrific thing. It has 4 weeks paid family and medical leave. 4 weeks, not a year, not 6 months, but it's something. It's a start. It's a start. Affordable housing. You know, housing stock decays in some of the public housing in some of our cities is abominable. This is going to provide for affordable housing. It expands Medicaid coverage and Medicare coverage. There's something like 9 million people who are going to get coverage that they couldn't have afforded before, and 3 million who didn't have any coverage at all. They're going to get it. And clean energy jobs. And clean energy, they wanted to put in requirements for companies on a clean grid. Manchin said he wouldn't vote for that because he gets his money from the oil companies. And he owns about a $30 million stake in a coal company. So the way they did it, they changed it from a mandate to an incentive. And he said he could support that. So a company can decide, okay, basically if the government's going to pay for it, that's fine. It's a start. It's a very, very good start. It is a start. In terms of paying for it, it has a lot of tax consequences. One of them is very interesting. And listen to this. You might have an IRA. In the old days, you could put $2,000 a year in, then you can put a little more in over the years. And you know that when you turn 70 and a half, you have to take a required minimum distribution, usually around 4% of the value, you know, depending on your life expectancy and your age and all of that. What's happened is some very, very wealthy people have put money into IRAs and then leveraged it by investing in very risky assets. Some of them have inside information, and they leverage it, or they'll use it in private equity. You know, they're not just buying a mutual fund like you do, and they'll buy a company and then sell it. Some of them have millions, hundreds of millions, even billions in their IRA, believe it or not. And under present law, they can wait till they're 70 and a half to take, say, 4% a year. And when they die, it can be passed on to their heirs, and the basis is increased. Now, here's the deal. That is an abuse, and this corrects that. What it does is that the required minimum distribution, the RMDs, for IRAs with more than $10 million in them, is 50% of it. In other words, you don't get away with just taking out, say, 4% of your life expectancy. You're going to take out half of it every year. And if you think of the math on that, if you take out half of 10 million, it's 5 million. Then you have to have take out half of that the next year, 2.5, and you whittle it down. And over 20 million, you have to take it all out. You can't keep it there and use it as an IRA. So if you have a $30 million or $50 million or $100 million IRA, great. You're going to have to take it all out and pay taxes on it. So there are effectively no IRAs that can be abused in this fashion. It also prohibits new contributions to large accounts. And it is a long overdue reform. Well, suddenly you see the Wall Street Journal and Republican publications going, this tax increase will ruin us. That's what they're talking about. This tax increase will ruin us. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The IRAs were passed so that the average person who doesn't have a pension at work, or even if he does, doesn't have to just live on Social Security. He's putting money away, saving it. And that's good for society. Usually in stocks or bonds, or if you're smart, it'll be an index mutual fund. If you're really smart, you go to Vanguard, Fidelity, T. Rowe Price, and you, based on your age, you'll have 60% in the S&P 500 index and 40% in Vanguard's total bond index, or 70-30 or 50-50, depending on your risk aversion. That's what it contemplated. It didn't contemplate a bunch of cowboys using it, leveraging it in private equity, buying and selling companies and leveraging it to hundreds of millions of dollars and sitting on it. So it's not a tax, some increase that, you know, hurts us and all that. It's all good. It's all very good. The other thing is this $1.75 trillion is over 10 years. So that's $175 billion a year. And the good thing with that is that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says that all but $160 billion of it is paid for. Well, $160 billion over 10 years is $16 billion a year. And given the size of our budget, that's something that is easily absorbable. So it's all good news. Is it going to pass the Senate? Here's the dance. There's a kabuki dance going on. And here's the inside information. Manchin keeps saying, oh, I don't know about this or know about that. There are two things he's going to demand come out. They will come out, and then it's going to pass. The parliamentarian has said the immigration part of it can't stay in because that's not directly fiscal. That's going to come out. And the second thing, you know, the couple hundred billion for resettlement of immigrants and loosening our immigration laws. The other thing that's going to come out, I think, sadly, is the four-week paid family and medical leave paid by the government. That's going to come out because Manchin wants it out. When that comes out, 90% of the bill will be left. That technically requires it to pass the House itself. AOC has threatened if they don't get the whole thing, progressives won't vote Democratic anymore. Well, let me tell you something with AOC. AOC and the progressives belong to the Working Families Party. They're in the Democratic Party now, but that threat is not going to work. That dog ain't going to hunt. This is going to pass at 90%. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. One more time again now.